Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Today we're going to take a look at our last Epiphany moment, the moment that Mary Magdalene sees the risen Jesus. The first Christian, you could say, Mary Magdalene, first Christian to see Jesus risen. Dear friends, turning points happen in our life. You've experienced them, I've experienced them. And turning points happen in games, and they happen in football games, of course. This morning, I'm not going to predict what the score is going to be and who's going to win. I'm not very good at that with Super Bowl happenings. I don't watch enough NFL. But what I can say, playing sports and watching enough football, is that this will happen. I'm 100% sure about this. There will be a turning point in the game. Now the question is, when will that turning point be in the Super Bowl? The heavy favorites are the Patriots, of course, the Darth Vader Patriots. They're supposed to win this thing. And the conventional thought is that the turning point for the Patriots to win the game will be right after the opening kickoff, when they receive the kickoff and run into the end zone, and it ushers in a complete wipeout, a final score of 56-7 over the Eagles, an early turning point. Well, the turning point in the game could be in the very middle, at halftime. That could be the turning point. Justin Timberlake performing a little too long at halftime, and perhaps that puts to sleep the Eagles. And so when they come out, they don't play so well, and the Patriots just take over right after halftime. If we're lucky, the turning point will be at the end of the game when Tom Brady is going to throw a touchdown to win the game, but the Eagles intercept it and run it all the way back with the clock going down to zero, and the game is over. Here's the thing. I promise. I played sports. I'm pretty sure about this, 100% certain. There will be a turning point in the game. Look for it. That's actually really wise spiritual advice. Be looking for the turning point. Especially when you're at the lowest of lows in your life, be looking for the turning point. Here in our gospel text, Mary Magdalene forgets to look for the turning point. She was dedicated to Jesus, we know. The Gospels tell us that she was the one who had seven demons inside of her, and Jesus cast them out, and it forever changed her life. There wasn't something right about her, and she just couldn't function in society, and everybody knew she was that woman walking down the street. Jesus freed her from those demons that were inside of her heart, inside of her body. And Mary Magdalene was dedicated to Jesus the rest of her life, the Gospels tell us. Luke chapter 8, verse 2 tells us that Mary Magdalene gave of her financial means to Jesus and his disciples. She listened to every word that Jesus had to say, it says in the Gospels. And she was there when Jesus died on the cross, right down below, taking it all in. Now she knew, and she was there when the other disciples heard the same message, that Jesus had said that he would die and rise again. He said it three times. And we think that Mary was there every single time that Jesus said those words. But did you catch in today's reading that when she goes to the empty tomb, and she goes to the tomb to find Jesus, she doesn't realize that it's a turning point. She goes to the tomb and she sees the empty tomb, and her first reaction is this: who took his body? And then when she actually sees this person standing right in front of her, it's Jesus right there, the risen Jesus who looked just like he was earlier. She doesn't think that it's Jesus. Well, who did she think that it was? Did you catch it in the reading? She thought it was a gardener. Woohoo! Mary! I'm right here. Great spiritual advice. Be looking for a turning point. Isn't that true for our own lives, that so often we get so consumed with our lives and our schedules and what's going on that we too miss a turning point in which God is saying, woohoo, I'm here, right in front of you. It happens for all sorts of reasons. It can happen when we have future plans and they're wiped right below us and we have pain inside of our heart. It happens when we have broken relationships or relationships that we thought would be this way or that way, or we were so sure of that person, but it just fizzles out. It happens when we're angry at God and there are circumstances and situations in our lives that we're not so happy about. When we reach that lowest of lows point, as Mary Magdalene was, we forget to look for the turning point. Even like Mary, we've heard God's promise that he's going to rise and meet us wherever we are in life. We've heard those words. It's like we were there too, listening to Jesus, like Mary Magdalene. We heard those words. Psalm 139 says these words. What a great promise. It says this: if I go to the heavens, you are there. If I go down and make my bed in Sheol down low, you are there. If I rise up on the dawn, if I go to the end of the seas, yes, even there you are there. We know those words. We've read them and heard them. But like Mary Magdalene, so often our eyes are blocked and we don't see the turning point. Jesus standing right in front of us and saying, "Woohoo, I'm here." The famous author C.S. Lewis had a term when Christians would find their lowest of low points. And when they needed to see that a turning point was going to happen in their life, he compared it, the Christian life, to a bird in an egg. Stay with me for a second on this one. A bird in an egg. Think about a bird in an egg. Does a bird, while it's inside an egg, say to itself, you know, I want to break out of this thing and fly and soar higher than anything else? No, a bird in an egg doesn't think about that. A bird in an egg does two things. It can do two things, two choices. It can either stay in the egg and die, or the bird can do this. It can realize that it can break through the shell, that there's a turning point, and live. A bird in a shell cannot say, I just want to stay in the shell forever and not come out. It can't do that. It can only do one of two things. Break through, recognize that it's in a turning point, or die. When that bird breaks through the shell, then all of a sudden amazing things happen. The legs of that bird become a little bit stronger. It begins to walk. Then the wings go out and it spreads itself out, C.S. Lewis writes. Then something even greater happens. The bird begins to think about flying at that point. And then it actually flies. But see, my friends, a bird does not say in the egg, hey, I want to fly when it's inside that egg. It's a process. And when that bird recognizes there's a little turning point to crack through the shell, it can soar. Friends, that's the way Jesus works in our life. If we don't recognize Jesus in front of us and a turning point that is right in front of us, we can die and shrivel up. But if we recognize Jesus right in front of us, woohoo, I'm here. If we recognize it, friends, you will break through the shell. You will fly and soar. Receive the gifts of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, the good things he has to offer, joyful living. It's right there in front of you. You know, what an amazing moment it is when someone has that turning point and recognizes the turning point and cracks through the shell and goes out and lives. Mary actually has that moment. But think about it here in this text. It's not when she sees the empty tomb. Jesus told her that he would rise. That's not when the turning point happens. And it's not when when Jesus says here, why, woman, why are you crying? She doesn't recognize him there. Of course, she sees him as the gardener. When does she recognize Jesus? When he says her name. I know you, Mary. Mary. A personal connection. That's the turning point. And friends, the good news here at Peace Lutheran Church is that Jesus does the same thing for each one of us. in the sacraments of the church. Not just something to remember. It's Jesus saying, woohoo, I'm here. Bob, I'm for you. Oscar, I'm for you. Barry, I'm for you. It's a personal connection. When you receive the body and blood of Jesus, it's for you. And we know that Jesus can break us through our shells because he himself, Jesus himself, of course, he went to the lowest of lows. He died, and he went even lower than that. First Peter actually says that Jesus went down to hell in those 3 days, and he broke through the resurrected Lord Jesus. But he did it not for himself. I actually don't believe that. He did it so that he could show up at important moments in the lives of his people. For Mary at the empty tomb, woohoo, I'm here. For Peter out fishing, woohoo, Peter, I'm alive. For you, when you have your darkest moments and your lowest of lows, Jesus did it to show up and say, woohoo, I'm here. One of the most inspirational stories in America is the story of Walt Disney and how he reached the lowest of lows. I don't know if you ever have heard the story of Walt Disney, the low that he experienced in his life. He was working in Kansas City in his early 20s, and he was writing short animated clips for movie theaters in Kansas City, and it completely bombed. It didn't go very well, and Walt Disney lost all of his money, and he actually went homeless in Kansas City. He had to walk down to the train station and shower there each day for a period of, a couple of months. But the place where he was in his lowest of lows often was his office where he worked. He didn't have a place to sleep. He oftentimes stayed in that office. And in that lowest of low moments, he befriended a tame little mouse in the corner of that office. And for hours, he would watch that little mouse and take in the little squeaks that it would offer. And with the last dollar that he had, Walt Disney put it down on a ticket to Hollywood. And there he went to Hollywood. And there in Hollywood, he drew animations of that little mouse, who would later become Mickey Mouse. That story, Disney would say, actually, it all started at his lowest of low moments when a little mouse spoke to him. People go crazy over that story, how inspirational it is that a little mouse spoke to someone. Friends, your story is much better. The resurrected Lord Jesus speaks to you in your lowest of low moments. Like he did to Mary, he sought her out. He didn't let it go, didn't walk away when she didn't recognize him or when she didn't see the empty tomb. Jesus went right in front of her and said, "Woohoo, Mary, I'm here." And there's one thing we can do to make sure that we don't miss the turning point in our lives when we hit the lowest of lows. Here it is. Have you invited Jesus? Have you invited Jesus to the lowest point in the lowest moments of your life? Jesus, please come into my life. Or if you want to give a good Lutheran way of praying this, or a good Christian way of praying this, Lord, thy kingdom come. Lord, bring your kingdom into my life. I need it in my situation and my trouble. And expect Jesus to be there and say, I'm here. Woohoo! I'm right here in front of you. If Jesus did it for Mary Magdalene, from death, hell, the tomb, he will do it for each one of us. Amen. Let's pray about that here this morning. Jesus, I thank you for your commitment to us. Even though we don't see the turning points, we miss them, the clues right in front of us. Lord, you stay by our side. You speak to us. The gift of Holy Communion. And the gift of brothers and sisters that speak a word of grace and love in fellowship, maybe here at Peace or out in the community. Lord, open our eyes to how you're speaking to us. And Lord, may we often invite you into those moments when we're experiencing those lowest of lows. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.